Welcome to the podcast that shall not be named, episode 428. And yes, again from the top of Brockway Mountain, where it is blowing and snowing and just causing a big commotion here. I'm still in the manual maintenance mode up here because I need to rebuild the wind turbine. I got the last parts I needed to do that. I've probably talked about this already. But I need help. I can't do this by myself anymore. And nobody's available to help until the end of the week. So for right now, we're doing manual maintenance and manual charging. And probably just as well the wind generator is not up and running right now because it is a icing type snow at the moment. Just coating everything in a layer of ice on top of the snow. So as you walk on top of the deep snow, it crunches as you break through. But all of our equipment is completely coated in ice, and it's just a real bad scene for the wind generator. Actually, when this stuff happens is why I normally have to do maintenance on it. So it's just as well to get this weather out of the way and let the temperatures drop a little bit more so the icing stops, and then we'll come back up and put the blades and the turbine rotor back up. Anyhow, yeah, it's only a couple days after my Candop plus my Candop plus one episode, and I was gonna just get to something and squirrel moment's gone. Anyhow, yeah, it's just a couple days past. Good to hear the number of episodes that are out there for Candop. I have not caught up with them all of them yet, but I'm looking forward to it, and again, really happy to see a number of releases. And again, thank you for the feedback for those that have gotten in contact with me since putting that episode up. Have not reformatted the XML RSS file yet, the feed, to be compatible with Podverse. I'm going to need some really extra special time available to do that before I dive into it. And this week is not the time. I'm still recovering from the trip. And it'll take me a day or two before I get back into some sort of normal schedule. But the fact that I'm up here in the storm, hauling parts around and getting things going is definitely improvement. I'm also crashing pretty early in the evening. We were up kind of late last night. Every Tuesday night we visit friends just outside of town. And that gets to be the late night for me. We get back probably about 11 o'clock, which is really late. A lot of times I'm in bed by 8:30 right now. Got a couple things I got to get done this week. I've reached that age where I've got to get my Medicare forms in and select what type of health coverage I want. Yada, yada, yada. The open enrollment period closes December 7th, but not necessarily for me. I have special dispensation because it's my first year. The way healthcare with Medicare works in the U.S., you can change whatever plan you're on every year during the open enrollment period. So if you don't like what you got yourself into, you can change it up the next year, but it has to be between November 1st and December 7th, maybe November 15th and December 7th, something around that time frame. But since this is the first year for me, since I turned 65 in January, I have actually a six-month waiting period to make my choices, but I don't want to wait that long. I've got things I do need to take care of. I'm actually a fairly healthy person other than the accident I had a year and a half ago. So everything that's going on medically with me pretty much is to still follow up from that accident and workers' comp. But for those that know me, I do have a history of skin cancer. And I was supposed to have an operation last summer, and it got canceled, and I got to pick what plan for Medicare that's going to cover that the best after January 1st. So I do need to get with it and get this done in open enrollment. So I can go in and get yet another patch of my skin removed and cleaned up, and hopefully this will be it for a while. This is all pain for younger days living in Arizona and being a runner all of my life. So I was running in the desert at lunchtime every other day in the desert sun back when, you know, sunscreen? Nobody heard of sunscreen back then. You put, cocoa butter on, try to get a deeper tan. So I did everything wrong back in those days, and paying for it now. I've had a pretty steady history of occasional skin cancer operations over the last 20 years. So this is nothing new to me. Just want to make sure it's covered properly for Medicare. And that's not why you've tuned into this episode. Yes, as I said, it's good to hear everybody putting their episodes out. Completely didn't get into one of the reasons why I wanted to get this episode out right away, and you heard it at the beginning. I don't think, every year I start at least one episode with Derek K. Miller, and I think with the state I was in last December, I don't think that ever happened. So we'll introduce this episode with something from Derek K. Miller, and the very last song on this episode will be this one in its entirety without me talking over it. Just because. Other than that, I got more things to do yet today. I got another site to visit. I'm gonna get back to my garage, start machining some parts for this wind turbine I'm talking about, and then we got the fire department meeting tonight. I don't think we're going to be doing too heavy outside practice, but you never know. You never know. Last weekend was a good visit with the family. I think I mentioned that over the course of the weekend, I think all of Chris's brothers and immediate relatives had stopped by the visit, so it was a good time to visit. And my oldest son and his significant other drove down as well. Mark stayed back to take care of the fuzzies, as we call them, the cats in the house, the dogs. We'd already had booked a kennel for, and the dogs like the kennel, by the way. It's not a traumatic thing for them. To them, it's like doggy spa, so they're just all excited to go. But Mark stayed back to take care of the cats and keep an eye on things, and he was pretty busy in the town helping with the annual Christmas Lights in the Park. That is a big event for us, and I'll try to get a picture of that up. I've covered it in the past, but I'll try to get a picture of it up this year when they light up the park. So he was out there hanging lights, and he and one of the other guys from town took Mrs. Virtual Upler's truck out and to a specified cutting area and cut down a pretty large Christmas tree for the town square, or town park, excuse me, it's not a square. It's the Donnie K. Kilbla Memorial Park. Because Donnie was the one who got this all going for the lights in the park. So, wow. I had so much I wanted to say, and I'm blinking on it. Plus, I probably should get moving here. But another quick update. Not participating in Secret Santa this year, not up to that yet. That's something I also participate in up here. For those that have tuned in to old episodes, you'll know that that's a four-week affair up here. Maybe I'll do another summary of it this month if I can get a couple more episodes out. Yeah. Podcasting has changed over the years, but it's still good to hear the old guard come out and talk and check in. Wandering around too much here. I'm sorry. I'm going to call it quits for this episode, but I think you can count on me putting out a couple episodes yet this winter. Hopefully a couple before Christmas. So I'll pick one more Christmas song. A couple more classics you're used to hearing this time of year. And we'll check in with you later. Thanks for listening to my ramblings. I should get going here. Bye.
joyful and triumphant. Welcome ye, welcome ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. We'll sing, oh, ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, Christ the Lord. Yea, can we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be glory given. Word to the Father, now in flesh appearing. Let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Come, let us adore him. Oh, rise the
So now you hear the engine running, the heater starting up in the background. As I'm not going to depart yet. I got to make sure this generator keeps running before I make the long trip back down the mountain. But if you made it this far, thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging in there. This would have been an episode I would have deleted and started over again in years past. But we're going to be in a what you hear is what you get. Let's see if I can get back into the swing of things here. I'm still recovering, still getting back to being myself, and that's going to show up here as well. Hope to talk to you again before Christmas. If not, I hope you have a wonderful holiday with you and your friends and family and whoever you're gathering with. All right, as promised, we will follow this up with the uncut, untalked over version of Derek K. Miller. Talk to you next time. Bye.